Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hey guys, I'm so excited for you to be with me today and share this podcast and allow me to share this podcast with you. If you're viewing me or you're watching me, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm really excited for these last two podcasts that we've had, and you know, something that the Lord prompted me to speak to the body today in a now word is I really feel that the body of Christ is really undergoing testing. So there's not a person that I don't come across or talk to or face throughout the day or throughout the week, ministers, pastors that reach out to me that don't say, Apostle, it's been a hard season. There's not a person that I don't maybe communicate with that hasn't told me, I feel like God is testing me. And I want to talk to you about the tests because oftentimes we don't understand them. So I want to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll jump right in it because I want to give you some keys as far as the testings of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, and we're going to read it. 10:13 says the following, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. It says, and God is faithful. Now keep that in mind. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Think about those words that he just spoke. He says, you cannot be tested beyond what you can bear. So when the Bible speaks of the faithfulness of God, and the Bible also speaks of the testings of God, the Bible speaks constantly. It says that the testing of your faith is producing. It says, but when you are tempted or when you are tested, something's being produced inside of you. Testings are not very pleasing in the natural. Nobody likes to go to school and excited about a test. Most of the time we get nervous about a test. Most of the time people get anxious about the test. But there's no need to be anxious about the testings of God. When God gives us a test, you can listen to part one. The testings of God are not there to cause us to fail, because God is not a God that called you, saved you, set you free, delivered you, all in the name of you missing, losing, and just failing the test. That is not our God. Our God wants you to pass the test. This scripture is so interesting because it says, when you do face a trial, when you do face a temptation, when you face a circumstance, a situation, when you undergo a desert, it says that God is not going to allow you to go through something that you can't bear. So it says that God is giving you a way out. He will always give you a way of escape to give you the victory. So we're going to break down that scripture, and I want to give you six keys. Number one, you must know that all of us are going to face the test. There's not a person in life that is not going to be tested. You will be tested in regards to your thought life. You'll be tested in regards to your emotions. You'll be tested in regards to your spiritual walk. You'll be tested in your maturity levels. You know, think about your maturity level. I can't tell you, I believe that we are living in a leadership deficit right now. There's so much lack of leadership in our world today. And you can have or be a leader in a position, but yet still not have the maturity level that is required to attain the next dimension in your life. You know, we're going to be tested. If we ask God, God, I want more presence. I want more anointing. We're going to have to be tested because God is a good steward. He wants to make sure that even his anointing doesn't get dropped. He wants to make sure that when he pours new wine, he even says, I can't put new wine in old wineskins because it will break. God is a good steward. He's a good supervisor. He's a good manager. Matter of fact, the gifts that he has given us, he can't give us more if we have not been diligent with what he's already given us. We're asking God, God, when I become a millionaire, then I'm going to give to the kingdom. But you can't even be faithful with the little that he's been giving you. The Bible says, when you are faithful with the little, he will make you ruler of much. We are even being tested right now as far as what God has given you. Maybe you're a pastor, a leader. What are you doing with what God has already given you? Have you maximized everything that God has given you? And when you have, and when you can say, yes, I have maximized everything that God has given me, then you are ready for the next. So number one, you must know that all of us are going to face him. Number two, you must know that God is faithful. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says that God is faithful. He's faithful. He's going to get you through that test. He's faithful. He's going to give you the answers. He's faithful. He's going to give you a vision. He's faithful. He wants you to pass. He's faithful. He's the guy that's there, you know, cheering for you, rooting for you. The Bible says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. They're all cheering for you. They want you to win. Number three, you've got to understand that he, God, because he's faithful, he screens the test. He filters the test. He looks at the severity of your test. He looks at the nature of your test. He examines it. He even looks at the timing of the test so that you can face it, so that you can bear it, so that you can overcome it. Think about those words. He looks and examines and he filters it. He wants to know, because he's not going to give you a test when you're only 3 years old and give you a trigonometry. No human being and no mathematician is going to give you a trigonometry test at the age of 5 years old. That means that the test that you are facing right now, he has already filtered it. He's looked at the severity of it, and he's even looked at the timing. You are at this moment in time at the perfect spot in your testing, so that you can bear it. See, God screens our testings. I love the book of Job because the Bible says that Satan questioned Job and said, well, of course he serves you. You've given him everything that he's ever, you know, wanted. Of course he serves you. But if you take everything away from him, I guarantee you he's going to curse you. And God says, go for it. Test my son Job and see if he will pass the test. And the Bible says that Job would never curse God. He said, God giveth, God taketh, but blessed be the name of the Lord. He was tested in that time. It was the right time for Job. So whatever test you're facing, you've got to know that God screens it, that God has already filtered it. That means that God says you can pass it. You're at the right time right now. And whatever you're being thrown, whatever's being thrown at you, whatever attack is being thrown at you, know this, you can pass it because God has already filtered it. You know, you look at these professors that give an examination. They have to check the exams. Some of the exams have been there for many, many years. Some professors don't even filter that examination. They just give it and give it and give it. But that's not our God. Our God filters it. Our God makes sure, and he says your name, and he says, oh, Patty's ready. Patty's ready to take that test. Because I had her go through this desert and she's ready to pass that test. God is looking at you and he's saying the same thing. I want you to know, number four, that your test, point number four, it is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. For what? What kind of opportunity is it? It's for you to go to the next dimension. It's for you to go to the next place. Because we go from one grade to the next grade in the physical. In the spiritual, it is the same way. It is so that you can move on to maturity. It is for you to lay hold of that which God has for you. It is also an opportunity, point number four, for you to trust him more. The test is there for you to trust him more. Will you trust him? Will you let go of whatever it is that you are holding on to? Oftentimes, we're afraid. That's why people cheat. But see, in this test, it's just a leaning on God. Will you trust him more? If you were to ask me, Patty Valenzuela, from the last season, what did you come out of that test with, Apostle? I would say to you, probably trusting him more. I have never trusted God like I have now. Because it's in that test that I realized he really is faithful. He really is a good God. Point number five, he will always give you a way out of escape. No matter what the test is, he will give you a way out. There's no trap in this test. There's no, well, I've taken the test 10 times, forget it. I think I was just not meant to be an attorney. I was not meant to be a doctor because I've never passed the test. No, that's not our God. There's always a way out of this test. So I want to encourage you today. Point number five, God is going to give you a way out. Open your Bible and read the scriptures. There's always a way out of that desert. And point number six, there will always be victory after that test. The God that we serve is a God. It says that we will always have a way of escape. He will always give you the victory. This is a win-win. When you take the test of God, you're going to have the victory. You just have to lean on him more. We're all being tested. We're all being tested. There's not a person that is not listening to me or watching me at the sound of my voice that is not being tested right now. You know what test you're having to take. I know what test I'm having to take. Some people are having to take a test when it comes to trusting in God with their finances more. Perhaps God is having you take a test in regards to your character. Maybe God is dealing with your character. Maybe God is sick and tired of your immaturity. Maybe God is saying, that's enough. You've been like that for 2 years. How long are you going to be immature? I believe that God is really testing us, including me, so that we can grow up, so that we can mature. For what? Because there's a next dimension. You know what God is preparing us for? For the great outpouring. You know what God is preparing us for? For the greater glory. The Bible says that the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory. We all want the glory, but nobody wants the test. Well, I want to make the test appetizing for you. I want you to pick up that pencil, the kingdom of God kind of pencil, that says, you know, God, I'm ready. You know, test me. David said it. What a bold statement he made in Psalms. Test me, God. I want you to test me. I want you to see and see in my heart and test my heart to see if it's really been approved. The Bible even speaks of being tested in our tithes and offerings. Look at that. God said, test me in this. See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven. God is even telling you to test him because he's faithful, because he's a good God, because he wants you to pass the test, because he wants to walk us out this test victoriously, because he wants you to come out with more knowledge. When you finish this test, listen, when you finish this test, after you've been proved, after you've been approved, after you've been tested, after you've been refined as gold, you will come out better, stronger, more refined. You will come out more anointed. You will come out more glorious because this testing is producing in you not only perseverance, but character. Character is being developed. Maturity is being developed in you. A lot of things. So when you walk out of this test, rest assured that you're coming out more mature. You're coming out greater than you have ever come out before. I want to pray for every person that's watching me. I'm going to pray for the grace of God to fall upon you, so that you can pass and endure this test, so that you don't give way to the temptations of the enemy that tells you that you can't, so that you don't give way to any lie from the pit of hell that says to you, you don't have what it takes to pass this test. Yes, you do, because it's already been filtered by God. Yes, you can pass the test, because the severity and the timing of God has already been approved by God. That means that he's saying to you, you are well and able to pass this test. So my prayer for you today, all those that are listening and watching me, is that you will have the grace of God to endure, that you will have the grace of God to overcome every test in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I release the grace of God over you. And I pray in Jesus' name for revelation, and I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the wisdom of God, that while you're taking the test, that the Holy Spirit of God is giving you the knowledge, is bringing light to that situation, is bringing the knowledge to your life so that you can know how to pass that test, so that you can know how to behave in the middle of the test, so that you can know how to overcome the powers of darkness in the middle of that temptation. My prayer in the name of Jesus is that the Lord of hosts that will fight your every battle is standing right beside you, strengthening you, giving you knowledge, and shining his light upon you in the midst of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Please pass it on. If you know somebody that's in a test, if you know somebody that's going through a difficult situation, please pass my podcast. I'm asking you to please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit the bell and you will get all of the downloads. Everything that's being uploaded to my YouTube channel, you will get it. Right on hand. We are going live every Wednesday and every Sunday. Again, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you at our women's conference, Blessed Conference. Until next time, be blessed. Be blessed.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.